Okay, so let's. So we're doing the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban and Paran the Rambam. I realize this may take us 2 days, but whatever, who cares? So, yeah. Okay, so we have a few things to take up. So, one thing the Ramban talks about is, okay, so the Ramban's basic point is that there's two issues. When you talk about the second day, there's two different things you can be talking about. Sorry, can't tell. Okay. There's two different things you can be talking about. Okay, when you're talking about the second day. Talk about the second day, Betoras, the Deoraisa second day. Right, or you can talk about the Derabanan second day. Okay? So the Deoraisa second day means in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, they took it for 7 days. The Derabanan second day means now after the Mikdash was destroyed, so they set up as a Zecha on the Mikdash that you do it all 7 days. So then he says like this, that on the second day, Deoraisa, basically everything applies except for Lacham. Except for the idea of ownership. You have to own it. But all the halachas of Hidur apply. And his argument is, why? Because he says that Hadar is really written in the together with everything else. Kapos tomorrow means a little love is certain, describing for you what a lulav is. And Aravetz Avos is describing you what a Hadas is. There has to be, let's say, Mishulash. Three leaves all around. And Priyat Hadar is the fun for you what an Esrog is. It's a beautiful thing. If it's not beautiful, it's not an Esrog. Just like if it doesn't have the leaves, it's not a Hadas. If its leaves are not at different levels, that's not a Hadas. If you have a branch, like a mamish, a branch of a tree, of a palm tree, that's not a lulav. It's sort of the same type of a leaf. So he says, obviously, you can't take these things. Like, no one has a hamid. You can take, like, an olive branch on second day, because that's not a Hadas. Hadas is a Hadas. So too, you can't take an Esrog. That's not a Hadar. Because that's not Esrog. Right. Fine. So he says the mitzvah of the rest of the days is to be mesameach before God with what? With that, with the lekicha of the first day. So whatever you're taking on the first day, that's the mitzvah of simchas me'ashem for the 7 days. Right? So therefore you can't say it's to different objects. You can't say you don't take the lulav of an Esrog and all that. So since that's part of the definition of Esrog with all the psulim, therefore that's what's be simcha with that. Right. The only thing is Lachem. Lachem is saying that's not required. Smachta Lachem was with those things, with that Lakicha. But Lachem, for some of it, was like a super added thing. But I guess there's one question is if you say Monashah, are they exactly identical or are they not identical? So how do you just drop Lachem out of the picture? If you're telling me is that it's with the same Lakicha as, right, that you do it with the same Lakicha on the other days as on the first days, and then how could you drop Lachem? Why is it so clear that you can't drop the Cheft, the Hadar, but you could drop the Lachem?
This is in the Mikdash, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, there are different days
in the Mikdash. Everyone agrees, though, that everyone agrees about Lachem. Lachem is definitely only the first day in the Mikdash. Katan Lachem B'yom HaRishon, because Lachem is a Mir, B'yom HaRishon is a Mir only on the first day. That's the difference. So that's what he says. And then he says, so that's when Agamara says that Hadar is on all the days, it's sort of dried out, it's talking about the second day in the Mikdash. But the Gvulin, that's the Machlokas on Daf Lamed Vav. Do you say when the Rabbanon set up the Zecha, the Rabbanon, do they say they said the Kelderon came to Rice Tikkun and that's exactly all the same halachos? But do you say no, that they weren't Machmir to make you get all those to get Hidar, for instance. And therefore you don't need Hadar. There weren't some Achmir. And therefore, you could have an Esrog, which is another. Right? On the second days. And that's, he says, the way we hold. That's why they want to conclude over there on the Amidbav. But that's in the Durabanan. So the second day, you can't confuse. You just have to be clear what we're talking about. The Mishnah was Tumor's talking in the beginning, and the Parakas talking about the Oraisa, 2nd through 7. That, you definitely need other. But then the Amidbav is talking about the Durabanan, 2nd through 7. That, you don't need either. So one big problem we had is, I guess, the Matt asked this problem, but it's you read the Ramban carefully, you notice it.
How did you resolve
the Gemara on the Chavtas is talking about the second day, the Raisa.
Okay.
So that's when you need Adar. But the Gemara on the Vav is talking about the second day, the Rabbanon. that's the same. That's the machlokas, whether you need it. Right? Machlokas in the Gemara. Yeah, or Chanina, Rav, whatever, whether you need Hadar and Darabanan. I mean, we should define that. I'd like to define that. We've never really had on defined that. Do you say in the Darabanan they have this, they carry over the Salat of Hidar? Okay? But first of all, if there are, the big problem is that the Ramban's whole argument doesn't have, why do you say it must be on the second day of the Oraisa you're taking the Lulav, the Asrog, which is Mudar, beautiful Lulav, he says, that beautiful Asrog, he says, because the definition of that Chavtza is Hadar. Right? So just like he's saying that you can't take a palm branch, you know, like an olive branch, instead of Adas, you can't take a Asrog, which is an Hadar. Right, so but the problem is, if that's the case, then how could you take it on the Sal and the Darabanan days? Right, if it's all pointed that that's part of the very definition of the min of what a lulav of an esrog is, so then it should be pashat that even the Darabanan has to be because there's not an esrog otherwise. And his whole argument was, well, and there's not an esrog, then what's the Darabanan altogether? It's not an esrog, right? And the Darabanan, you can't take a olive branch from the Darabanan either, right? So what's the difference? What's the difference between the Deraisa and the Rabbanan, such that he's saying in the Deraisa, definitely the second day has to be a real Esrog. Yet when it comes to the Rabbanan, the second day says, no, may not need Hadar. Right? That's the problem. And also, I mean, that kind of gets into this problem, I think, about what's the question about whether you say Hadar on the second day altogether, or on the Rabbanan, whether you carry over the Halacha of Hadar into the Rabbanan. So maybe let's first take up, the order's a little bit, I don't know if it's intuitive, but this is the way I want to do it, is that let's first take up that question, because it's kind of an old question, we've been dancing around it all along anyways, it's not the first time we've encountered it, and maybe let's just try to define it straight up. Is, do you say, let's assume that on the Oraisa you have there all 7 days, okay, let's assume that, okay, because that's the definition of the Chavtza, whatever, right? Do you say that the Rabbanon is called the Rabbanon Kiyan Deraisa Tikkun, and therefore it's going to be the same exact thing? Right, or do you say no, that the Rabbanon Oren Machri and the Psulim, and you don't have that Chumrah, you don't have to have the Halachas of Hadar and all the details of the Mitzvah? Right? We define that question. You're right. Okay, good. So on the Shai's thing, I think this is the basic definition. I maybe go further, but the basic idea is that the Rabbanon are setting up as a Zeicha LeMikdash. They're setting up the halacha. They really do. You don't have to take a lulav anymore. It's only the first day. Second day is no lulav. So third day is no lulav. The mikdash. But the rabbanon are setting up zeichel mikdash that you do in tis lulav. So do you send tis dalamina? So do you say that what they're there for when they're setting up what the mitzvah is? They said exactly do now what they did then. That's the zecher. Zecher is that it's called the one. So you're setting up a mitzvah of lulav in the rabbanon. So what are you going to do? So you say, whatever the deraisa is, do that, midirabanan, on the seventh and the second day, and the rest of the days. What they're just saying is that deraisa, you're not chayav to do it on the second day. Midirabanan, you are chayav to do it on the second day. Do what? Do whatever until the law is. I don't know, look at the halachos. So they're just basically extending the mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa is day one, you know, or I'm sorry, and the deraisa is in the mikdash, the 2 through 7, and the rabbanan are saying, oh, do that. Even in Gvulin 2 through 7. Right, they're just taking they're just copying what they had in the Mikdash. And it's true, the Oraisa is only in the Mikdash. But they're basically saying, Kol Aron Kiyan Oraisa, the Rabbanon are saying, even without Mikdash, do it. But what are you going to do? You do exactly what they did. Right? Or they just replicate the structure. Or do you say, no? And this is the no, this is what we were learning in Tosis, is that since the whole thing, really, there is no Mikdash anymore. So there's no halacha of lulav on day 2 through 7, but the rabbanon wanted to set up a zeichel mikdash. So the zeichel mikdash they just set up like Tosa said, just the ikar halakicha, which is an independent takana of a zeichel mikdash. You have to make a zeichel mikdash. So it doesn't mean we pretend like we have a mikdash, but you have to do a maisa and a tila zeichel mikdash. So you do the maisa, the basic maisa that they did in the mikdash. So you do it, you have to take the aluminum, otherwise you're not taking the aluminum, it's not a Zeichel HaMikdash, what are you going to do? So you have to do is the basic Tzuras HaMaisa. So these Tzuras HaMaisa, you take the aluminum, but you don't have all the details, the psulim, and the halachic details of the thing aren't carried over, because it's just a Zeichar. So you'll say, aye, but this isn't kosher for the mitzvah, yeah, but it's just a Zeichel HaMikdash, so it's just a Zeichar. So just a Zeichar, it's sufficient to take on the basic, the essential structure, not the details. But that's assuming you learn like halachically zecher is like a separate takana. But you could have said the zecher is that you must treat this as if it's mikdash. So treat it as mikdash, then it can have the exact same halachos. Right, it's like an independent takana, or just like saying copy, do what they did. Okay. So the natural question. I mean, so the problem is now is what about the Ramban's whole point? Ramban's whole point is that why that you can't say that on the second day of the Oraisa you're allowed to take an esrog which is dried out or which is lacking hadar, because he says that the hadar is part of the very definition of the esrog, and if it's not hadar, it's not esrog. Right? Just like if you can't take an olive branch because it's not hadas, you can't take a hadas which isn't a shulash, which the leaves are, you know, aren't the three around, because it's not a hadas. So you can't take an esrog which isn't beautiful because it's not an esrog. And that's why the oraisa must be that you have all the requirements of hadar on the second day of the oraisa. So by that logic, then when they set up the Rabbanan, even if they're setting up a zecher, the zecher can't be taken olive branch, because I'll tell you, because it's not going to be a zecher for the thing. Because it's not a zecher. Because it's the mitzvah, what are you trying to remember? Remember that we took for the dalamin, and dalaminim are not olive branches, dalaminim are hadas. So by that logic, so then we shouldn't be able to take an esrog, which is possible, because that's not an esrog. Right? It's not an esrog. So why is it that you could get by on the second day? Because of the Ramban, because this whole thing, this whole swara is saying is, oh, we don't carry over the details, we only carry over the essence. But isn't the Ramban's whole point that the hadar isn't just the detail, but hadar is the very definition of what an esrog is? Right, if you want them to say that hadar is just the detail, so then maybe in the deraisa on the second day you don't have it. But his whole argument is, of course you have to have it on the second day, because that's what an esrog is. And if it's not hadar, it's not an esrog. So of course it has to be the same on the first day and the second day. So by that same logic, then how could you say when you don't take over the details? So I understand the Darbana, you won't do the details, you won't have lachem or you know whatever. But to say that you can't take an olive branch, so why is it that you could take an esrog which is possible? Yeah, let me read. I think it's important just to drive home the question, is to read how the Ramban says it. He says, ki hadar ha'amur b'torah b'esrog. This is in the paragraph Aval Achshav. As the Torah, the Hadar, which is said in the Torah regarding Esrog, kimo avos ha'amor v'hadas. It's just like avos, which is like plated, chained, which is said by hadas, v'kapos ha'amor v'lulav. And like bound, which is said by lulav. Kulu b'shmoseim d'minayhu k'sivi. They're all written with the name of the men. Okay, it's look at the Pasuk. Pri eitz Hadar. Kapos tamarim. Anaf eitz avos. They're all written in the Pasuk as part of the description of the species. If you need hadas, it has to be avos. Right? It has to be avos. That's part of the description in the Torah. Avos shota, if it's not avos, if it's shota, which means the leaves aren't at the same level, then it's like a different man, it's like a different species. It's not part of dalminim. Certainly, you're not yotzei on the second day with an olive branch or a dova, different thing. Even to be gemara mi'avos, because avos shows you that it specifically shows you it's talking about hadas, that this triple thing. V'cholze shamru v'gem v'chinze shamru gemara v'ema ufsa. So maybe it's like a branch of the day of palm tree, not this like lulav, which is not quite a branch. It's like the leaves, maybe a branch. It's just kapos, mechal shu parut. So the lashon kapos, if it's bound together, implies that it spreads out. Kol mi sheyesh hadas yishol yodeya shein yotzei misheni b'ofsa. Everyone knows that on the second day, anyone with intelligence knows that you can't take on the second day of a branch of a day tree, mamash like a real branch. V'alvaday ma'idachsiv b'shma d'arvas aminim. Rather, everything which is written in the names of the aminim, b'kol yom ha'ksiv, is all the days. V'hadar na mishma d'esrog ziv, and hadar is written in the name of the esrog. And they say even esrog in Aramaic means beautiful. Right, the term esrog. Right. So it seems like he's really saying if it's not beautiful, that's it. If it's not beautiful, then it's not that's not esrog. So then how could it be? Even if you want to tell me that they're only taking the essence because for the zecher. But I mean, isn't this the essence? It has to be the right men. And then I'll read a little further. He says that again, that in the second day, the only thing that's knocked out is lachem. But everything else is not excluded. Because it says, lachachtem priyatzal samachtem fneshem lachem shivas yomim. It says, kilomar v'samachtem l'kicha zu l'fneshem. What does it mean? You're happy before God with this l'kicha, with this thing that you took. And if you want to exclude the other days from all these names, from Hadar and all these things, then what are you misameach with? Right, so it must be that rather the simcha is with these mean, with these things, with these species. Yeah, okay. So I think Danny was saying a good point. But let me see. I think if you have to like read, not to read the Ramban a little bit. I think that he doesn't mean. You see, you can't believe him so much. Like he doesn't mean to say that if your esrog gets a blemish, all of a sudden it's a different fruit. It's not an esrog. Like I understand that a lulav, like something which grows, the branch of a palm tree isn't a lulav. It's not the same object. It's a different object, right? And he says that hadas, part of the definition of the object of hadas is something which grows in a certain manner, and if it grows differently, that's not hadas. It doesn't grow mishulash. It doesn't. The Quran describes it. They fully cover the whole branch. It's a certain type of an object. A certain method of growth. Okay, but that's fine. So that's if it doesn't grow that way, it's not hadas. But you tell me if it doesn't grow. I understand that if you have an esrog, where the pitum falls off, or you make a hole in it, or it gets a blemish, or it dries out, you're saying that's not an esrog. I mean, what's an esrog? It looks like it's the same object. In 1 minute, I just take a little thing, all of a sudden it converts into a brand new object. Right? So, it doesn't mean it's like a different min. Like Adam says, like, these are all the names of the species. You can't say that's the name of the species. All of a sudden the species changes. The species changes once it gets a blemish. Can't mean that. Right? So, what he means, and this is, I think, what's interesting, is that why does the Torah, when it's describing the objects, anaf et avos, kapos tamarim, priyetadar, so the other ones are really describing what the species is. What are we talking about when we say hadas? So we mean a branch that grows and is plated is describing what the thing is. And if it's not that, then it's not the men, it's a different species. Kapos tamarim, we're describing what does it mean, which part of the tree, that's what it's referring to. But about a priest, hadar is a property, is beauty, right? So why is it that that's like part of the description? If you want to say that we need hadar, there's a superadded requirement of hadar. Don't say that in the names of the species. Right? Why is it saying in the name of the species? It doesn't really seem to be part of the name of the species. But I think he's saying is that apparently, that even though it's an esrog anyways, but in terms of like it's a citron or however you say it in esrog in English, but like the halachic chafza shel esrog, the halachic chafza shel mitzvah is hadar esrog. Okay, it's like the property of beauty is like what makes an esrog an esrog. Now it's true if you take away the beauty, you can't say it becomes a different species of fruit. It doesn't change the species of fruit. So if it grows differently, that would be one thing. But if it just gets a super added blemish, it doesn't become a different species. But it is that the Torah chose this species because it's actually a beautiful species. In fact, the term esrog even means beautiful. That's what it says. That's what the term means. So when the Torah selected esrog, it's describing priyat hadar as part of the description of the fruit because that is the min which is choosing this beautiful fruit. And therefore, what the saying is that part of the halachic definition of the chafza shel mitzvah of esrog is a beautiful citron, okay? And therefore, if it's not beautiful, it's not esrog. But it doesn't mean it's not the same species. Botanically, it doesn't change species, but it means it's not the chafza shel mitzvah. Chafza shel mitzvah is not just esrog; it's a beautiful esrog. So it's not just a psul or a super added halachic requirement that it has to be beautiful, but it's part of the definition of a chafza shel mitzvah of esrog. Again, it's not part of the species esrog that it's beautiful, but it's part of the chafza shel mitzvah of esrog, because you see in the definition of the chafza shel mitzvah, it included the word hadar, even though hadar you could argue is a property. So you see, apparently the Torah is holding and setting up the esrog that it's like that is without the beauty. That's not the halachic chasa shel mitzvah esrog. The chasa shel mitzvah esrog includes the property of beauty as an essence. And if it's not that, that's not the chasa shel mitzvah. So therefore, if you want to know on the second day, the oraisa, do you have to take an esrog that has beauty or not? He says, of course, because it's not the halachic chasa shel esrog if it doesn't have beauty. Since if there were like a super added requirement, so then you could say, oh, do you need that on the second day in the deraisa, or do you not need it on the second day? Was the Torah machmir on that requirement on the second day or not? But since it's saying is that the definition of the Torah's chafetz shel mitzvah of esrog is hadar, so therefore in the second day, which is also a deraisa, the lakicha, the simcha is by doing this lakicha of what? So it's supposed to be lakicha of esrog. Now the halacha chafetz shel mitzvah of esrog is something which has hadar, otherwise it's not the chafetz shel mitzvah. Okay, now so but what about in the Darabanan? So I think that's what Danny says is good, is that in the Darabanan, this whole svara is that it's a zechar. Right, the idea of saying that you would need hadar is because you don't say called Darabanan. They didn't just replicate it, but they said it's a zechar. So you're doing ma'isa, which is a zechar of the deraisa. So the ma'isa is a zechar of the deraisa. It's not just doing the deraisa; it's a zechar. So the zechar is that in the mikdash they used to take this before a species on sukkahs. So then the zechar doesn't go by the abstract halachic definition of a chafetz shel esrog, chafetz shel mitzvah of esrog, but it goes by the species. It's a zecher, it just goes by like the apparent definition of the object. So we took a citron and we took a palm branch and we took a handas branch and we took a, you know. So the idea is that if a dried out esrog, it's still the same species, still the same fruit species, for a botanist or whatever, it's still the same thing. So it's true, it's not the chafetz shel mitzvah, the halachic chafetz, the abstract, the chafetz shel esrog, but the din zecher is as long as you're taking the same species that you took. So an olive branch isn't an adas, it's not the same species. But here it is the same species. But that's good in the framework of zecher. But in the framework of the deraisa, the deraisa is that you must do a lekichas esrog, a lekichas dalamina. That's not a zecher framework. That's saying is that you have to do the lekicha of the first day on the second day and in the mikdash. So then, of course, it's going to have to be the same chafetz shel mitzvah. The raisa is going to have to be of the chafetz shel mitzvah. But a derabanan, which is a zecher, you could argue doesn't have to be of the chafetz shel mitzvah. So it's a derabanan. It's a derabanan. And it's a zecher. So since the framework is a zecher, it grabs a hold of the categories on their surface identity, not on their abstract halachic definition. That is the chafetz shel esrog. And according to Rabban, the deraisa definition of the chafetz of an esrog is a beautiful citron. That's the definition. That is what a chafetz shel esrog is. The beautiful is not, the definition of esrog is not a citron, and then the Torah demanded the super added quality. He says, oh, make sure, by the way, make sure it's beautiful. No, the definition of the chafetz shel mitzvah is a beautiful citron. And that's clear, that's what he says from the Psukim. You see, the Torah shouldn't have wrote it together with the definition of Anaf Eitz Avos. You see, like, Anaf Eitz Avos, part of the definition of the thing is Avos, and if it's not Avos, that's not the Chafetz of Anadas. So it's saying also, if it's not beautiful, that's not the definition of an Esrog. So that's the definition of the Esrog, includes the beauty. And he says, it's not just an arbitrary thing, it's, the Torah did that, that's what he says, because you see the very term Esrog means beautiful. So that's the Torah chose, no accident, Torah chose esrog. Yes, the Torah chose the beautiful fruit. So it's true, it's a citron, and botanically a citron is a citron. But it's choosing it qua beautiful object. So it's beautiful citron. That's the very definition of what esrog is. So therefore, if it's not beautiful, that's that it lacks the shem esrog. But it doesn't mean as a zecher it doesn't function, because the zecher doesn't go by the abstract concept of what the halacha chose. It just goes by the physical action. Physical action is taking an esrog, taking a citron. Kind of makes me think, I'm not sure. I mean, what do you say about this? Is, let's say I have on a zecher, if I take a hadas, that's not mashulash. It doesn't have three leaves all around, you know? So you're going to tell me that's a different species if it's not mashulash? If the leaves don't grow on an even level? I mean, so would you say by that logic it would work? It would work, but I don't know if he's saying that. I don't know if that's true. I'm not sure if it's true. I don't know if he's saying that. I'm not sure. Not sure, but I could see a difference. Is that, see,
That's saying is the Torah is demanding. This is how it grows. It's different. It grows differently. So it's like a different. It is a different object. There's one which grows like this. It grows like that. So I mean, you may say it depends how you define species. I mean, maybe underlying species is the same, but there are ones which grow like the leaves all together, and there are ones which grow like in a messed up way. So you say the object is a certain type of growth, but a certain type of object. Otherwise, it grows there. It grows differently. The growth is, sets it up as a different object. But you can't say like the esrog gets a blemish; it's a different object. That's a super added thing which comes afterwards. But so then you say the esrog; it's the same object. So it's a zecher. You can say the zecher of the hadas is that it's something which grows as it grows together. It's mishulash. It's part of the definition of what the object is. Sure. I mean, if a leaf fell off, maybe you'd argue then it wouldn't be upset because then. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, you have to really look into it. But that's why I'm just a little bit, I'm not sure. I haven't been through that, so yeah, I don't know what the Ramban says about that. It's a good question. I don't know what he says about it. But I feel like there's a little bit something sticky about that. But I think to really do it, we have to see. He must talk about it. But he doesn't say anything here about it. So that's the Ramban. So that's what the Ramban holds, that the deraisa has to be the same chaftas. You're sameach with the same chafta. So it's not an esrog, it's not the same chafta. Right? Not the halachic chafta. And what he's saying is, take the same object, so exactly what you did over there, exactly what you do on the first day, do all the days in the mikdash. You're going to be sameach with that. Right? But the lachem, he says, you don't need. Right? The lachem, you don't need. The same objects you need, but the lachem, he says, you don't need. Right? Whereas the Rambam says, no, even these objects, you don't need. And even the objects, or even at least hadar, you don't need. He drops hadar, right? So in order to take that up, we have to figure out what's the deraisa. What is the idea of the deraisa of the first day and the second and the 7 days, right? You know, what's the concept of the deraisa? You have the deraisa in the first day and then in the 7 days and the mikdash. Like, what's the formulation of the deraisa? I mean, before we take up whether the psulim, which psulim carry over? Do they carry over? I think we have to understand what the deraisa is altogether. Right? What's the formulation of the deraisa? You know, like, what's the difference? I mean, what's the mitzvah and what's the difference between the first day and the other days? It's only a mikdash, for instance. Right? And you see some of the halachos, for instance, are different. The psalm are different, all, you know. But I think we just have to give a definition of what the mitzvah, you know, what the mitzvah is. Like, how do you unify these two things all together? Yeah, okay, so maybe like this. So the question is, what's the deraisa? So the pasuk says, "Lekachtum chom yom rishon, priyetz hadar kapos tamar vanafetz avos varvei nachal." You should take on the first day. "Usmachtum fneishon makechon shuvas yom." Right? Should be happy 7 days of fneishon. So maybe he holds. Yeah, so maybe the basic formulation is that on the first day, the mitzvah is lekicha. Essentially, it's a mitzvah is lekicha on the first day. The kima mitzvah is lekicha. So lekicha is dalad minam. Maisa lekicha is dalad minam. Okay, and there are properties of the lekicha. For instance, it's a lekicha lachem. Okay, that's a certain type of lekicha. Picking up an object which is yours is different than picking up someone else's object. It's a different character to the lekicha. I mean, we have to get to that, but. And you can kind of have a sense that it's picking up, you're picking something up is different if you're picking up your thing or picking up someone else's thing. It's a different type of an activity. Okay, so the mitzvah on the first day is lekicha. Lekicha is dalaminam. But the 7 days, the real kima mitzvah is the smachtam fnei Hashem kecham shivas yamam. Okay, it's really a simcha fnei Hashem. But it's a samachtem via the vehicle of lekicha stal. Okay, so the lekicha is part of the mitzvah, but the lekicha is really a vehicle of the kima of the samachtem. Okay, it's really a din of the simcha of national shavas yamim, using the dal aminim. Simcha in the mikdash, using, and it's a simcha because these are the minim that God gave you. It's like a simcha about the simcha of the regav of sukkah, is the simcha. It's the Chag al-Asaf, where you take in all your harvest, and that's you have these. That's the idea of the Simcha. Such a great Simcha Gedolah. This is the time where the real Hashkacha is, and when you gather all your stuff and you have all your produce, and these are the great produce that you have. So you're doing it's a lekicha, but whereas on the first day it's a kima of lekicha per se, and that's like it can be anywhere.
because the Maaseh Kecha anywhere. But in this, then the other days, it's really Samachta L'fnei Hashem L'kecha. That's why it's only Mikdash. It's a Simcha L'fnei Hashem, but you don't just go in the Mikdash and be happy. It's via the vehicle of the Simcha is the L'kecha, so the L'kecha of the Minim, the Maaseh L'kecha. But again, the L'kecha is not L'kecha and Akim in its own right. So what I'm saying is when it's Akim in its own right, then there's a halacha, a certain type of a lekicha. Lekicha of lachan. That's, I mean, we don't know the sugi of lachan, but a certain quality in the lekicha. But where the lekicha is purely a means of the simcha, so it doesn't have properties, you don't have properties in the lekicha itself. You have properties in the maisa lekicha. Because the maisa lekicha is not really the mitzvah per se. It's just the vehicle for the gavra to be a sameach. The sameach, you're holding the dal, you know, through taking the dal mina. To take the minim, and he's taking the minim, and but it has to be the minim. He's doing, he's sameach, using the lekicha of the first day. So that's what the Torah says: is kachton chamiyom arishon. You take it on the first day, right? I wouldn't mean you take it all the days. No, it says lekachton arishon periyot zavana. Usmachton finishing al shuvas yamim. The lekachton is really going on the first day because the real lekicha, mitzvah lekicha, is really on the first day. But the usmachtem, the lekicha goes on everything, of course. But the first day is the kim lekicha per se, but it's really it's a lekachtem usmachtem. The lekicha on the other days, on the 7 days, is a vehicle of the simcha, and that's what the Rambam formulates the mitzvah in the let's say the Sefer Mitzvot. He says that tzibush and it's davinu lito lulav v'lesmarach l'fnei Hashem shivas yamim. To take the lulav and to be sameach before God 7 days. Okay. What's the pasuk? Okay, and he says, "Shana Tzvar she'ain mitzvah zu chova shivas yam al b'mikdash, al v'sharim kamos b'yom rishon b'levad hu she'echov min haTorah." So this is the essential mitzvah he holds is really the mitzvah of the mikdash of shivas yamim, and that is the lekicha as a vehicle of simcha. But whereas the lekicha in it per se was set up as a mitzvah for everywhere, lekicha per se is a mitzvah everywhere. But the lekicha as part of the simcha is only in the mikdash. And as I said also in the Koseris, also the Rambam formulates as litol, oh, he doesn't say simcha, but litol lulav the mikdash kol shivas me'achad. Okay, all 7 days. But it could be because he holds the essence of the mitzvah is really the full form of the mikdash. Whereas the netila is a vehicle of the simcha. It deals with the vehicle of the simcha. Now, it could be that's what the Rambam holds, is that since the lekicha is really is on the other days, so that all the halachic details of the lekicha are only on the first day. Okay, on the other days, it's really not a lekicha per se. It's just the din of simcha l'fnei Hashem via the vehicle of the minim. So you need the dal minim, you need the shame of the minim. You can't just go and make them be happy, but you don't have any of the halachic details. Okay, you don't have any of the halachic details, and I think the Ramban also agrees with that. I think perhaps the one difference is that the Rambam doesn't buy that. One thing the Rambam says is that the shame, that the part of the very definition of the Esrog itself is that it's Hadar. Like that idea which the Rambam has, we talked about that, the definition of an Esrog is a beautiful Sitron. It's the definition of the Chafza, and if it's not beautiful, then it's not the Chafza. That I don't think the Rambam holds. Because if you say that, then what are you mismeach with? You're mismeach with those objects, and that is the object. Object is a beautiful citron, it's not beautiful, it's not a citron, it's not the Echavta. But I think the Rambam holds that Hadar is not part of the very definition of the object. Hadar is the Rambam, is the whole also is then the Lekicha. That the Lekicha, the mitzvah's Lekicha, has to be like a Lekicha of sort of a beautiful object. It's like a super added. Lekicha is a super added thing. Don't just take an Esrog, take a beautiful Esrog. It's like a super added halacha in the Lekicha. But that's when the mitzvah is Lekicha per se. When the mitzvah is in the, is just the Lekicha is a vehicle of the Simcha, so as long as you have the Shem of the Alminim, it doesn't matter if they have all the halachic properties. And this is a proof that the Ram holds that it's not part of the definition.
He
says.
He still
has the right. What? Yeah, it's the Raisa, because the Simcha is only through the Kicha, so you have to take the Kicha, otherwise you're not doing the Simcha. The Simcha, it's not just go there and be happy and meet and drink wine, that's not the method. The method is Simcha through the Kicha Samina. So it's the Raisa all the days. But the Lekicha, since the Lekicha is just the vehicle, it just says like that you need the Shem of the Lekicha itself. You don't need all the halachic properties of the thing, because it's just like a means. So if you're doing something, as an activity in its own right, so then, so to speak, you have the perfection, you demand the perfection of the activity. But if you're using it as a vehicle of something else, something greater, so it doesn't have to have all the halachic property, all the details of the thing. It just must exist in its identity. The identity of the thing must exist. I must say I did al-kichas al-mina, but it doesn't have to have all the properties are relaxed. Okay? So the Rambam, when he defines this, the minim, he says, kapos tamarim, this is in the beginning of Perek Zion. Kapos tamarim was betora, hinchorio shel dekel. It's these, the shoots of the palm tree, when they grow, kodum, she is pardu al lakan lakan, before the leaves spread out to the two sides, it's like a spear. That's how it's called the alula. So he describes to you exactly what a lulav is. It's when it grows, exactly which part of the tree, where it grows, what stage of the growth it's up to. Then pre-etadar ha'amor v'torah hu esrog. Period. He doesn't say a beautiful esrog, he doesn't say anything. Pre-etadar, what does that mean? That's esrog. V'anavetz avos ha'amor v'torah, then anavetz avos hu ha'adas, it's a ha'adas, sha'alav chofenes etzo, whose leaves cover the branch, kigon shiusho sha'alam v'yaseh al gevelachot, there's three or more on each one. But if it's at different levels, that's not avos. That's not the right. That's like hadashota. So you see again, in a kaimat lulav, he describes exactly which part of what the lulav is, right? What type of part of the branch, when. It comes to hadas, he's describing exactly how the leaves are configured. That's anav eitz avos. That's the definition of the thing, is that it's avos. It's part of the definition of the chafta. And arvei nachal in the Torah. Even called over gadol nachal, it's not only anything which grows by the river. Elaminya doin ikravi nachal, it's a specific species. Allah shalom mashuch upiv chalak, it's like drawn out and it's like smooth. The kana shalom edom and its reed is red. Vizunikra rava, so he's describing exactly what the thing is. Rove and they grow by the river. Right? I mean, he's going into. You see, in all them, all the species except for Asrog, he just goes into detail about what this species is. Okay, now. But in Esrog, he just says, what is Priyas Adar? Zahu Esrog. Right? So if he held like the Ramban, that really part of the very definition of the Esrog, like the Ramban's argument is, look, it says them all together. If he held part of the Chafza, the halachic Chafza of the mitzvah of an Esrog, is that it's a beautiful Esrog. So it's just a Priyas Adar, Hu Esrog, which is yellow and not chaser and not this. I mean, this is where he's describing the Chafza. So apparently he holds that the Chafza of an Esrog is just an Esrog. Chafza of Esrog is Sitron. Chafza of the Minim have all these characteristics. Chafza of Esrog is a Sitron. So if you tell me the halacha is that on the first day you just need al kichas dal minim, so you have it, as long as you take a Sitron. Alright, it's not Hador, it's not this, it's not that, who cares? The Shem Lakicha is still there for other days. On the first day, the Lakicha has to have a property of Hador. That's the Torah demands that it has that property in the Lakicha. But when it's just a vehicle of the Simcha, then you don't have the properties that are relaxed. And according to the Rambam, the Hadar is really a property. It's a superadded, but it's a property in the Lakicha. But the Ramban, his whole thing is, he said, just like part of the name of the species, look in the Torah. Just like if a Hadas is not, if it's not a Mishulash, it's not a Hadas, and if a Lulav is not developed, it's just a branch, it's not a Lulav, so too an Esrog is not Hadar, it's not Esrog. So that's the Mahalakas. Is the Hadar, that part, is the previous Hadar, is Hadar part of the very definition of the Chavtash HaMitzvah? The chafza of an esrog, or you say no, it's not. It just the fact that the Torah says hadar means the Torah is demanding that lekicha lekatam lechem pri etzadar. I guess that's good. Lekatam lechem pri etzadar. So is the hadar going on the chafza? Lekatam lechem quotes pri etzadar. Like the hadar is really like the very definition of the chafza, or it just means pri etzadar is like a beautiful well, it's definitely part of the chafza, but is it? Is it intrinsically a definition of the chafza, or is it just that the chafza has to have beauty because of the lakicha? The lakicha has to be of something beautiful. If that's the case, then that's good when the kiyam is the lakicha per se. When the kiyam is in the simcha via the lakicha, then the lakicha doesn't have to have those properties. But even the Ramban's going to agree that the halacha of lachem is not intrinsic in the chafza. That's then in the lakicha. So that doesn't apply. It's only when the mitzvah is lekicha per se, but when the mitzvah is simcha, why the lekicha? It doesn't matter.